I'd love to ask your opinion on this question. You coach some of the top entrepreneurs in North America. Why is it that these people who we perceive to be super talented, super creative, super successful in the business world, why do those people need coaching? I mean, you'd think that they would have it all figured out, right?
I'm going to answer that with another question. Why do Olympic athletes have coaches?
I thought you would say that. Why do the top golfers in the world, the top anybody in the world, they all have coaches, right?
Yeah, because a coach, and here's the cool thing about coaching versus training versus school, you know, those two things kind of treat you as an empty vessel and they're trying to pour stuff in.
Yeah.
Right? Coaching is about reflecting back to you, asking questions. A really good coach asks really good questions. Well, coaches ask questions. Really good coaches ask really good questions that make you think about things differently, that have you see a part of your experience. We all have blind spots. Dan has coaches. I've got coaches. Babs has coaches. Our coaches have multiple, our clients have multiple coaches. We're only one. But it allows you to get, and I don't even like the word term well-rounded. It just allows, if you have a coach, you're not just counting on your perspective. You're asking someone else to reflect back. What do you see? You know, and leaders can do this with their teams because we all, as leaders, we have blind spots. It's like, where am I winning with you? Where do I have some blind spots? Where do I need to learn? Where do I need to grow? And it's because of this absolute commitment to growth that people have coaches. People who aren't growing, why in Lord's name would you hire a coach? You're not going to. So they do it because they're growth oriented. They do it because they're passionate. They're growing. They have some big goals that they know they can't get to by themselves. And they've gone as far as they can on their own, which is pretty darn far, by the way. And they know that there's a little bit of a missing structure that if they could just tap into that, they can take it that much further.
Yeah.
So that's why really successful people, in fact, I would hazard a guess that the most successful people have coaches.
Yeah.
And the ones that kind of plateau are the ones that don't.
Kind of speaks to the human condition that we kind of have a hard time getting out of our own heads and we can't really see ourselves the way that others can, right?
No, and I think it would be foolish to try. Hmm. You know, we're only experts, you know, we're the only ones who have our own experience, but we don't always know how it's being received by other people. You know, sometimes we need other people to scrape off the rough edges or reflect back. Like I've gotten some great coaching from both Babs and Dan. Babs was like one day when I was in sales and I was out wandering in the office, I was not on the phone. And she goes, Shannon, focus first. And I was like, oh, that's a concept, right? And so I got to focus. I think she had a focusing sign made for my door. And if I went out of the office when that was on the door, people were like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, bye. Back to my office. You know, I mean, we all remember when someone reflected back to us something that we were doing that probably wasn't working. Now, the people who did it the best were ones that did it out of love and care and compassion, not to punish, not to be cruel or mean, but in our best interest. They were for us, right? We can all think back where you just made a course correction because someone said, not what you're trying to get to, but that approach is not working for you, right? And those hopefully are good friends, but it's also our coaches. So I think that's my favorite way of coaching is to reinforce what people are already doing well, because often they don't take it seriously. So it's like, do more of that. That is not, like with Dan, will tell me five things or three things. I'm like, that idea, Dan, we need to do a podcast on that. That's an awesome concept. I want to hear more. And he's like, okay, right? I don't tell him what I don't think works. I tell him where I'm like, ooh, there's juice there.
Yeah.
Right? Like that's also what a coach does. They reinforce what's already working well.
Shannon, is there a client that you can remember over the years that was just an amazing story of, wow, how you took them from one level to the next level and just something that jumps out at you?
I'm going to talk about a friend of mine who's also a client. There are a few. Oh my gosh. I just watched a testimonial video. I just got a text from one of them. So there's a couple. There's one client that I work with. His name's Ben. And he invested in me coming, well, actually him flying his team up to work with me over time. And so we did a whole self-managing company series of workshops. And he really credits that with having a self-managing and what we call self-multiplying company. He said, there's no way I would have been this free to, he said, I always would have stuck with financial services. There's no way that I would have been freed up enough to focus on my unique ability and list the five things that he does. There's no way that I would have bought two other companies in different, one's an accounting firm, one's a storytelling video firm marketing. He said, there's no way that would have happened. And so you just get to see the freedom, back to what I was talking about, that is so, so much fun. My other friend, initial CB, is someone who went from being a second generation, maybe even third, actually, you know, and how he's just expanded his vision of what's possible, expanded his own strength as a person, being really clear on his values, his boundaries, now completely taken over the business, purchasing other stores, it's in the retail grocery store business, and just accelerating. And there's just so many stories, Mark. It's kind of impossible to narrow it down. But you just see how people, and the first person is growing at 30%+ a year. Wow, like this is not just happiness and not just light, airy, fairy things. This is practical money in your pocket, expanded free time, lots more vacations, lots more happiness, new babies. People fulfilling their dreams and their contribution. So yes, I can think of two right off the bat.
Yeah. So is the common denominator that they maybe couldn't see what some of their abilities were or opportunities that were pretty obvious to you?
It's not so much, it's not like we're walking around with our clients saying, oh, this is an opportunity for you. That's an opportunity for you. That's, first of all, they know their world's way better than we ever will. But it's more that how we can ask questions that will help uncover things. And Dan was talking about this today. He said, I love talking to people and asking, how did you get here? Kind of the story that you asked me. And how did you get here? And what did you notice? And what do you think that you did really worked? What would you never do again? You know, there's a bunch of different types of questions you can ask. And as a result of talking it through, they have new insights into their experience. They have new insights about what did you do that really worked there? Could you do that again? Right? And they're like, oh, yeah, I could. Well, what would that look like? How long would it take? You know, one guy, Dan was talking about, it was really funny. We did this in a podcast the other day. He asked a client about going to 10 times because that's one of our concepts is going 10x. And we usually take revenue, but there's different ways to calculate it. And he goes, oh, I could never do that. And Dan goes, well, why? He said, well, I couldn't do it in 3 years. And Dan said, well, who said anything about 3 years? He said, Dan would say, well, what about 25 years? He goes, oh, wouldn't take me that long. Well, how long do you think it would take you? Oh, 15. Okay. And once you got to that 10X, then what do you think is possibly? So, well, I think I could go another 10X in the next 10 years. So Dan's like, okay, 3 minutes ago, you just told me there's no possible way you can go 10X. And in our conversation now, in 25 years, you're 100X, right?
Wow. So this is a level of coaching that people can enroll in that actually the goal is to go 10X of what they're doing right now as a business.
It is, and so everyone starts with the strategic coach program. So this is the fundamental level because you have to get it goes back to experiencing more freedom of time and money. You have to have those fundamental structures in place, or it's kind of like if you think about multiplying complexity, no sane human being does that. Mm-hmm. Really, really not a good plan, right? So you have to simplify before you multiply. So the minimum the first year in coach, you will dramatically simplify your time, simplify your money, make more, let's be clear. And in the process of 1 to 3 years, people double their income and double their free time. Kind of cool, nice multiplier there. And then you're kind of freed up to think about 10X, right? So we call this a 10X ambition program. And then you want to be with other people who are going at that kind of accelerated level. You don't have to go to that level. You might be very content just doing the strategic coach program. But then you can stack on top. We actually like people to do, we don't want people to just go, I don't want to do that program anymore. I only want to do this program. No. They work together and they keep reinforcing it. So then, you know, I really want people to do at least year two because there's so much good stuff that you're going to miss. if you don't. So then you can stack on 10x. And then, and that's kind of when you get to the self-multiplying company. So self-managing company is when it can kind of run without you and you're really freed up just to really help focus on future growth. 10x is when you kind of accelerate that process. And then minimum 2 years, often more, then the option is to go to free zone. And free zone is actually where you are free from competition. It is all about collaboration. And it's the highest level of entrepreneurship I have ever seen. It's pretty spectacular. It's a very, I call it the cool club. That may or may not be cool to say. But the people in there are just so much fun because they have so much freedom as an entrepreneur. And then they're just out there creating new value, transforming industries. It's pretty phenomenal to see that.
And what they're actually doing by being freed up is they're getting back to that creativity and freedom that they had at the beginning of their career, right?
100%, 100%. Only with a whole new set of capabilities and teamwork and technology and knowledge and wisdom and motivation. It's, yeah, they're actually even more ambitious than they were at the beginning. But they do have that kind of initial freedom when you were just making stuff up at the beginning because there was no structure. Now they are able to do that at so much of a higher level. And it's just, they're just having fun. It's really cool.